happening with Gavin from Lee Rowan's Garden World.
Good afternoon, Gavin. How are you?
Hello. I'm a bit blown around, but I'm still here.
The wind is still blowing, is it?
It's not as bad now as it was a few hours ago. A few hours ago, it was terrible.
Yeah,
it was. Oh, you almost looked at the calendar and thought it was August.
I was about to say it's a bit early for the winds, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Temperature's still there though. Temperature's still up there though. I've got 23 on my watch, so in the car park at work, it's 23 degrees. So it's still a warmish day.
It's quite warm. It's just that it's a westerly wind, and as I've always said, us nurserymen don't like wind.
No,
especially not westerly winds.
Westerly winds are horrible, no matter what time of year, be it summer, winter, or whatever.
Absolutely.
Today we're talking about Mother's Day gift ideas and Mother's Day at the nursery. Mother's Day is Sunday week, isn't it?
It is. We've clicked over to May, and Mother's Day's in the minds of all the shops around. And, you know, there's so many things in a nursery that people wouldn't think about when it comes to Mother's Day, or for that matter, Father's Day. You know, nurseries have become an eclectic place of all these different items that go along when you put in a restaurant or coffee shop. You know, things like, you know, all your slippers. We've got a full range of slippers in. Things like gloves and ponchos and scarves and handbags and all those things that you don't normally think of when you think of going to a nursery to get a Mother's Day present. Even to these new gummies, which are a memory foam clog for gardening, which are a great idea. You know, you've got such a fabulous range of plants as well. You know, we'll go into the usual things like a lovely bowl of succulents or a nice tropical cordyline. There's some beautiful camellia sasanquas in flower. Now, next week, of course, I'll keep this list and I'll tell people, if they're lucky enough to get one of these things, how to actually look after them. There's some beautiful peace lilies, which is the Madonna lily, in flower, lovely dark green foliage with the white flower coming through. There's usually got multiple flowers. Cyclamen, of course. Cyclamen are huge at this time of year, and they come in some beautiful colours. Lots of pinks and whites and mauves and purples. Really, really nice ones. African violets. You know, there's still a lot of people out there that love the old-fashioned African violet. And if you've got the right spot on that nice windowsill, nice saucer of water underneath it, they will go really well and flower really well for you. Cymbidium orchids. Well, Cymbidium orchids, I always say, flower between Mother's Day and Father's Day. You get such a long range of flowering with them. Cymbidium orchids, for those people that don't know, are the ones with the very long, thin leaves, and they get the big spike of flowers comes out the centre, and they usually start flowering from the bottom up to the top. Now, that can take weeks to go through the cycle.
Do you keep those in pots, or do you plant them?
Yeah. No, much better off in pots.
Right.
Orchids need very, very good drainage. That's why they even have their own potting mix, their own orchid potting mix. And it's a little bit different to normal potting mix because it has a lot of bark in it for drainage. So it stops them from going cloggy and stops them from not draining really well. Always in pots.
My pop, my grandfather, he had the green thumb. Wasn't passed to me, but he had the green thumb and he grew orchids. He loved growing orchids, and my goodness, could he grow an orchid?
Yeah, so did mine. Beautiful orchids. Grandma always had the most beautiful orchid flowers. Sweet peas and roses.
Oh, yeah, I love the sweet peas.
With the three.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or maybe, what if you've got a mother that loves to do sustainable gardening, and you'd give her maybe a dwarf citrus in a pot so that every year you get heaps of lovely fruit off it. And as we know with dwarf citrus now, you get all the varieties of the big ones just in a smaller one that you can put in a pot. maybe on a balcony. I mean, you can still plant them in the ground if you've only got a small area, but especially for those people, those older people that might be downsizing into units and things, these pots with fruit trees in them, you can still have a mini orchard on your balcony. So they're really good. Little blueberries, I mean, blueberries only grow a metre high anyway, so a nice blueberry in a pot would go down a tree.
So they're a vine or a tree? A blueberry's a vine or a tree?
A bush.
A bush, okay, a bush.
A little bush.
Right.
They grow, they prefer a shady spot, so a lot like an azalea, a little bit of morning sun and afternoon shade, very good in pots. Because again, they love good drainage, and of course, in a pot, of course, you can move these things around to suit the time of year. You know, in summer you'd put your blueberry in more shade, and in winter you might bring it out into the sun a little bit more. So it is handy having them in pots. And they don't get overly big. And of course, as everybody knows, the fruit is very, very good for you. So for those mothers that would like to have something that fruits every year, a sustainable gardening, as they call it, you know, you could do that. You could do half a dozen herbs in a nice bowl. I mean, there's so many in nurseries these days, there's so many different containers that you can use, from bowls that are only in the old scale a foot across, 30 centimetres across, to big ones that are nearly a metre across, that you can do a whole big bowl of you could do a bowl of strawberries, you could do a bowl of herbs, something that's going to feed the family for months and months and months to come.
Can I ask you, let's go back to the blueberries for a moment.
Yeah.
When do blueberries get their berries on the bush?
Well, that can actually be twice a year. They do it in spring and also in the autumn.
Right.
It can vary per variety too. It's an awkward question, because there are different varieties of blueberries that flower and then fruit at certain times of the year, and that can vary depending on the weather. You know, you get some strange weather like we've had in different months, and that can alter the flowering time, which in turn alters the fruiting time.
And are blueberries foolproof?
Yeah, if you put them in the right spot. Treat them, my advice with blueberries is treat them just like an azalea or a camellia. A shady spot, an acid potting mix like an azalea camellia potting mix, which is generally a little bit more on the acidic side than a standard potting mix, which is neutral. So 7 would be your standard neutral potting mix. Azalea camellia potting mix would be more of a 6, maybe a 6.5. Slightly acidic, which is what blueberries love. If when you feed them azalea camellia food. As I said, put them in a shadier, cooler spot through the summer months, and then out in the sun through the winter. Or if you're putting them in the ground, just put them in a spot that gets morning sun but afternoon shade. And realistically, you don't have to, like, you never have to trim them. You really don't have to do much to them at all, apart from pick the fruit off when they come on them.
Azaleas, I'm thinking of azaleas. Are they the plants that are pink and blue?
No, that's hydrangeas.
I'm sorry, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Hydrangeas are a bit bigger growing, and they get the big bunchy flowers on them once a year, usually in the lead up to Christmas, and they come in either the pink for alkaline or blue for acidic soils, and they're the ones that swap backwards and forwards depending on the pH of your soil.
Right.
Azaleas are sort of more like a camellia. Mm-hmm. They're a little shrubby thing that grows to a metre high, pretty flowers, for the want of a better expression, they are very, very old-fashioned. They're the sort of thing that was huge maybe 30 or 40 years ago, not so much now. The biggest problem with azaleas is they do tend to attract a lot of nasties, and people don't tend to want to spray very much anymore, which means that the poor old azalea is sort of a bit out of bounds at the moment, because they tend to get a lot of insects on them, and they're sort of not the fashionable thing anymore, which is a shame because they did come in some very pretty colours and they were fabulous for very shady positions.
I was going to ask you something about hydrangeas. When is the time to plant? I know we're talking about Mother's Day gift ideas, but when is the time to plant hydrangeas?
September, October.
Okay, we'll talk about that then.
Always September, October, because hydrangeas tend to sell best when they've got a bit of colour on them, because people like to see the colour when they buy them.
Yeah, right.
It's a bit like buying an African violet in the shop here. Unless somebody can actually see the flower, they're not interested in buying it, so there's no point in having them as a bunch of leaves. They don't tend to have... And especially with hydrangeas, because the colour can vary with the soil that they're in, people like to see the colour that they're buying, and then, of course, they try and keep it at that colour.
I know what I was going to ask you. You said that, you know, hydrangeas or azaleas were the popular flower or the popular thing, you know, maybe 30 years ago.
Yes.
Today, 2023, what is the popular item in reference to the plant world for sale at the moment?
Well, there's a few. It's a bit eclectic because it depends what you're doing. If you go into any of these new suburbs, they tend to be basically hedges. They don't like anything that flowers too much because that's classed as messy, and they don't like anything you've got to look after too much, so they want to put things in that are basically self-looking after. There's a fabulous plant on the market called, for the want of a better name, a Raphiolepis or Indian hawthorn. There's a lovely little one called a snow maiden. We sell a lot of those to the coastal suburbs like Bar Beach, Merriweather, The Hill, Newcastle, opposite Nobby's Beach. There's a lot of them. They get absolutely covered in tiny white flowers every spring, but they have very, very tough, hard foliage, and they will tolerate all the sand coming across the road. They'll tolerate all the salt coming across the road. If you're inland, they'll tolerate the frost. They'll tolerate droughts, you know, and they grow everything from the snow maiden, which only gets to slightly less than a metre. You can go right up to the bigger ones. There's a fabulous big group of them opposite Newcastle police station.
Right.
And every year, they've just got these great big mounds of white flowers, and they are so tough. So I'd certainly say that was definitely one of them. But the main thing is, it's plants that you can put in that don't make a lot of mess and don't need a lot of looking after are the one thing we're selling a lot of.
Okay.
And the old Raphiolepis is probably the top of the range of those. The other one are their Nandinas. Now, Nandinas are for years used by McDonald's branches because you put them in, they go red in winter, they go green the rest of the year, they're small, they grow under a metre, and they are, again, incredibly tough. And they look after themselves, which is what everybody wants these days.
Yeah, true. And we've got to be so careful with water. You know, we have 3 years of rain, and then we look like we're going into drought again. And you seem to forget about the 3 years of rain very quickly, and all you do is remember the drought.
Yes, I was just thinking about that. The guys at our Arimba store, I was telling them last week, it's like it was raining, and it's like, look, don't complain. Get all those water tanks filled up, because I have this funny feeling that this summer you're going to need it.
Yeah, I'm with you.
So I wouldn't be complaining about any rain that we get now. I would be collecting it as much as possible, and I think people are going to need it this summer.
Yeah, I'm with you. All right, Gavin, I've got to let you go because I've got to get to a news bulletin, but
Yes. Basically
you've got just about anything and everything in reference to the plant world and more gift ideas for Mum for Mother's Day. You've got a couple of locations. Here comes the plug.
We do. We have 381 Hillsborough Road at Warners Bay, the bottom of Hillsborough Road, right down the Warners Bay end, and 72 Pacific Highway at Arimba, which is basically halfway between Newcastle and Sydney. It's a great stop-off point to sit, have a wander around the nursery, calm your nerves after the freeway, and have a cup of coffee.
All right, mate. It's always a delight to chat with you. I want a pair of those slippers.
They've only just arrived. There's stands full of them, and I can guarantee you from trying them on this morning, they're going to be nice and warm on cold, windy nights.
Fantastic. We'll talk to you next Wednesday.
Okay.
Thanks, mate. Bye-bye.